Good morning. 6:45 a.m. on July the 17th. Really, it's the 17th today, not yesterday. 2021. Yeah, I have no idea why I thought yesterday was the 17th. I should have known because I was looking right at the list of files and I even thought to myself, yeah, what would happen to the 16th? The answer is, it was the 16th. Hey, it happens. It happens. It is Saturday, the 17th. I think I'm going to have a walking partner tomorrow. We'll see. As I said yesterday, the 16th, Xfinity showed up 7:02 a.m. They said the appointment would be between 7 and 8. I was a little leery. 7:02. Right on the button. Close enough. Put, a temporary line in the back. They'll come and run a permanent line sometime. But, yeah, I went through and cleaned up all my email messages from the previous 24-ish hours, and then I pretty much spent the rest of the day reading. And now I should have been doing something. I should have been working on a cover, or working to format, or even writing. I didn't. I'll do some work today. I need to get some work done. Need to check, see if anybody else has replied to the course corrections newsletter. I didn't check before I went to bed last night, so there could be some left over from yesterday, too. I try to answer everybody. There have been months that I've failed in that, and I feel bad. But I try to answer everybody who replies to the email. The colors seem particularly brilliant here this morning. I think it's because it's the first time in at least a couple, 3 days that it's not mostly cloudy. The sun is out. It's kind of tree's got a looks like a speaker on it. Oh, here comes Poodle Man. I'm running late today compared to yesterday. Morning. There is a lot of smoke. The pictures show the smoke on the horizon. It's not actually on the horizon as much as when you get down close to the horizon, it builds, there's enough of it that it begins to look like haze. Well, it is haze. It's just haze made of smoke and not water vapor. There's just the tiniest whiff of it in the air. Comes one of the morning joggers. Morning. Walking, not talking. It's odd. I had trouble with my Linux laptop, my workhorse laptop. For the last little bit, it hasn't wanted to boot. So if you get it running, it stays running. It runs great. And then every once in a while, I'll get an update that requires a reboot to reload the core. And when I shut it down, it doesn't come back. So, you know, when you fire it back up again, it just sort of doesn't boot. So I spent some amount of time yesterday diagnosing it, and ultimately had to boot an external drive in order to get it to boot up all the way. There's nothing wrong with the hardware. If I can boot from a USB and it just doesn't boot from a hard drive, then the problem is something with the code on the hard drive. A hard drive test is perfect. The hard drive is, if you remember, I swapped out the old mechanical hard drive for an SSD some time ago. It's got a terabyte drive in it. It's not even particularly full, although my desk machine is. I'm pretty close to full. That's one of those bastard versions that has a 250 gig boot drive and then 1 terabyte mechanical drive. And I couldn't figure out, I started looking at that and realized that both those drives only had about 10% free space, which is desperately short, even though it's like counted in gigabytes, it's still pretty small. And I realized that Mass Effect Legendary is chewing up 10%, 11% of my drive. Drive that only has 7% free space. So I have to ask myself, how much do I want to play
Mass Effect Legendary. I uninstalled a bunch of my Steam games. I got a lot of Steam games that I don't play anymore. It's like, okay, I can uninstall them and then reinstall them if I want to play them later. Same's true of Mass Effect. Although I didn't download it from Steam, I got it direct from Origin. I don't know. The last couple days I've just been sort of laying back, reading. Not getting dragged into internet drama. I feel a lot calmer. So many things I could do today that would be useful. I should probably do one or two of them. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Mug post. Yeah, it's quite lovely. I did without the sweatshirt this morning because I remembered yesterday. First half mile was a little chilly. But I'm getting a little bit. A little bit of a sweat. To remember to go back and do my push-ups. I started really good for a while. I was doing a morning and night. Worked up from 5. Got up to 25. I can do 25 now without a whole lot of trouble. And I just have to remember to do them morning and night. That makes a big difference. It just a little bit every day. A little bit every day. It adds up over time. It doesn't seem like it should, but it does. A little bit stronger, a little bit more flexible. This is July. I have to go back to the doctor. I haven't actually seen my doctor. I haven't actually sat in the same room with my doctor for a year, over a year. Shudder to think what my glucose numbers are, which is all the more reason to go back and get that back under control again too. I haven't put on that much weight. The The last time I went without supervision, I really did balloon up. But I'm still wearing my 34s. I'm not busting my buttons. Runny nose. I'm pretty sure it's an allergic reaction. The love of light. I'm walking in the shade. The trees across the street are all lit up with the sun shining on them. But there's a lot of shade here. Sun's still really low in the sky. As one might expect at 7:02 a.m. The tree shed some sort of berry. Two rabbits came bounding out of the undergrowth, running away from me and into the path of a truck. And caught between the two of us, they froze right in the middle of the road. He wasn't going very fast. He just sort of just started up. So he stopped and he's like, come on, one way or the other, pick a lane. Oh yeah, that's the sun. Hi. Voices, but I don't see anybody. So these weeds along the verge, the city hasn't been around for a while to mow them down. Quite an attractive hedge, actually. My house looks pretty naked at the moment. beautiful morning. But I am glad that I got out. I would have liked to get out a little bit earlier, I think. But I slept in this morning. I was up. It was almost 6 o'clock before I got up, so. I had my toasted coffee and put on my boots. People behind me walking a dog. Oh, and here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.